This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, everyone. We're rolling into the podcast right now. We were just like talking and cracking jokes for a while, so I don't even know. It feels like we're already in the middle of a little intro right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, my name's Gabriel. Welcome back to the Prompt Us podcast. I'm here with the boys.
The boys.
Chad and Zach.
That if rolls you ever wonder what Saturdays are made for.
That was, it was... This is for the boys. Listen, it's not, that was, that's not our rule. The Lord made that one up.
He
all
did.
Right?
Sabbath.
Yeah. He for made the Sabbath for a reason because it was for the boys. All right. He wanted to hang with the homies.
Take this blood, take this bread, my body of life, and break it with the boys. That's what I heard Jesus say.
What day of the week do you think the Passover was on? Or no, wait, not. What day of the week do you think the Last Supper was on, dude?
Saturday.
It was on a Saturday.
The boys were chilling.
It wasn't on a Saturday.
It was for the boys.
Wait, was it?
Wait.
No, according to Easter.
Thursday, right?
Well, that's according to like...
And Good Friday?
Yeah, but that's different every year. We don't actually... You know what I mean? You don't like actually know?
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway. To make up for the last 2 weeks of tears and laughs of just talking about our own lives, we decided to do a speed round with several prompts. Are you boys ready? So guess what? This title is going to be like a novel. This title is going to be like, dealing with failure. Should I have sex with that person? It's just like, there's like 14 titles in this one.
Well, I'll give you a quick answer to that second one.
Hey, Zach, you got to fix your hair. I'm not going to let you just stay in that YouTube video like that.
Oh, yeah.
I got you, fam. Bro. I'm that guy that will let you know if you have something in your teeth, by the way.
Dude.
Are you guys like that?
Do I have it?
Dude, you get good teeth.
Dude, okay, thanks,
yeah,
bro.
I've got to tell someone if they got something in their nose or something. You know, like...
He picks it for them. Can you imagine Zach just doing this? Like, here, you got something.
You got something in here. Oh, you come here.
I just bite it for precision.
Yeah, you're like wait, it's not coming out.
He just kisses somebody.
Wait, oh are we God. All? I'm just realizing this.
Wearing Gabe's merch?
We're all wearing my product.
Very. When you start a movement, the boys have to own it, all right?
You're the odd man out, Zach. You're in the music merch.
But he
merch.
Still belongs.
I'm a Deep Cut fan.
But he still belongs.
I'm a Deep Cut fan, right?
You are
I'm wearing the music merch. Mm-hmm. So it's like New Earth's like the... you've got New Earth here? It's pretty surface level. But I'm a Deep Cut
fan. You are.
Yeah. You're like... a few layers in.
I have no shade to anyone who just bought New Earth because I'm going to buy it as well. But just
bro, it's like almost fully sold out.
And that's why I'm still wearing.
Well, you know what's crazy is
everyone's like, why aren't you gifting? When this... And I'm like, because they're all sold. Like, why aren't you giving to your friends? I'm like, because I don't have any. Everyone bought it. Literally.
At the time of this recording, it's probably all gone. I mean, at the time of when this goes live, it's gone.
Yeah, that's true. It's fully gone.
Where will you be in 3 weeks?
Where will I be in 3 weeks?
And Zach, what will you be doing in 3 weeks and where I be? Because it'd be fun to kind of see when we re-listen this in 3 weeks, it'd be fun to see where we actually are.
Oh, interesting. Mm. So I will. Oh, so people won't know this, but I will have. Well, people will know this by then. I will have been back from the Austin Formula One race.
Oh my god.
That was on my birthday. It's on day is October 24th, my birthday.
It's a dream.
So it was one of those things where I was like, it's my first like year of being a proper F1 lunatic.
Stan.
Yes. Yeah. So I have, and it's on the one race in the US this year happens to be on my birthday. I have to go.
It was meant to be.
So good.
Talk about walking in God's calling.
I know, right? Oh my gosh. I knew I was supposed to start my F1 gaming channel. You just confirmed it for me, Chad.
You're welcome.
I'm walking in the steps of the Lord.
Yep. You're driving the wheels of the Lord. Jesus take the
wheel. I'm just driving in his calling.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, yes.
Good. I wonder what that track would be like. The best track ever. It's a compilation of all the other 22 tracks. That it just makes them, it takes the best part of each one. It makes one ultimate track.
Oh, that'd be pretty sick.
It's like Rainbow Road.
It's just called the ultimate
track. It's literally Rainbow Road.
Yes, dude, that's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's literally, you take all the tracks, take the best parts, combine them all, and then no barriers.
No barriers.
No barriers. Just cliffs on every side.
Okay, well, that took a hard turn. Zach, how about you in 3 weeks?
3 weeks from now. Oh, gosh, dude. Getting ready for Christmas?
Holiday season, that is so good.
That's the most wholesome thing ever.
Oh my gosh. I love it. Funny,
to be honest, I have no idea, dude. I feel like my life right now is a very week at a time. I don't know. I have goals and stuff I want to achieve by then. I really want to crack 10 kilometers run.
All right. Can you translate that?
Just in case you know what running
you mean like 10 kilometers in one go?
Yes, yes. Because right now I got to 8,
nice.
But 10
it's
is
like
a
6
push.
Miles like and something for everyone who doesn't know kilometers.
Yeah, it'd be pretty close. Yeah, yeah. So we'll get there because I've cracked 5, was really proud of 5. I'm doing it in steps, right? 5K, then 10K,
obviously
then
steps.
20K. Yeah, I'm doing it literally in steps.
Zach, so wait, hold on.
20K. Literally 1 foot in front of the other.
Zach, should you make a bet with your future self right now to see how far you're actually going to go to run?
Done. Future Zach, 10 kilometers at least.
And then, but wait, hold on. What do you have to do if you don't?
Oh,
you have to buy the entire New Earth collection.
Okay.
You have to spend all your money buying the New Earth collection.
There's one hat left.
Yeah.
Done. Yeah, yeah. I'll buy the remaining stock of New Earth.
The whole thing.
But he just gets a restock in.
He's like, oh, it was easy. I just had to submit my email for the restock.
But wait, Zach, seriously, are you going to give yourself a challenge?
Yeah, I think, well, yeah, I mean, give or take, my challenge for the new year in January, February is to do a half marathon. So I actually have to be able to do 10 kilometers because I've got to double that in a few months.
So if you don't make it, Zach, if you don't make it, you have to sleep outside for one night and you vlog it.
That's a great video. Done.
I'm not He's going to do it anyways.
Sleeping in my backyard for a night. That is great.
And he takes Scout and it's just the most wholesome vlog ever.
Dude, the title, Surviving 24 Hours in My Backyard.
Yeah. Tori and I will be in Dallas.
Yeah, nice.
I think in 3 weeks from now. So we're actually going to be at a marriage conference where
we're
like doing like...
Are you speaking there?
We're not speaking yet, but that'll come February of next year. This is like where we start hustling that side of things. We just signed with UTA.
And you did. You went with UTA.
Speaking engagements.
Big dog, dude.
So
let's go.
As they say in the mastermind group, just trying to level up.
Dude, daddy's making moves. I'm
trying to, man.
Wow. All right. On that note.
Dang.
You ready for some prompts?
Let's spit some fire.
All right, big dog Gabe. The first one actually, which is cool because I recognize the name, which is a subtle flex. And I'm not upset with it. She was actually one of our Thrive Bible winners. This girl. I recognize the name who submitted the prompt to us.
Very nice.
I have a hard time saying her name, so I'm just going to say Rachel Steven. But she's from Bangalore, India, and it's Raya Rachel. All right, how do you deal with failure?
How do you deal with failure?
Sick, just a quick one to start off with, bro. We'll just pump this out.
We'll just pump this one out real quick.
Dang.
I mean, I have a pretty quick answer for it just because I feel like this has been something that I've been dealing with. Yeah, I don't know. As I've been kind of like going through these pains of a lot of different changes and shifts that and if you listen to the last two podcasts, you kind of will like get a better context for what those things are. But I'm not going to go 2 hours straight about talking about myself again. So a lot of these things that I'm trying to work through and changes that are happening and shifts that are happening. And it feels like you mentioned, Chad, in the last podcast of like beating your head against a brick wall, just like trying to break through it. And just feeling like I'm not doing the things the right way and I'm failing and I'm just like not capable, you know? What I had to understand in the moment, and it legit took me several weeks to finally get into this mindset, but I then finally became thankful for the trials I was going through and the failures I was going through, because it allowed me, or I know it's allowing me, to learn and to grow and to develop the skill sets and collect the tools to overcome these challenges that I otherwise wouldn't be capable of overcoming. You know what I mean? Like, no one ever succeeded without failure prior to their successes. You know what I mean? So knowing that, like, okay, this is something I've never been able to tackle before. I've never, specifically like the YouTube stuff, right? I've never understood how to analyze my back-end analytics and really know what's happening in the algorithm and how to optimize my content and all this stuff. And I still don't know how, and it sucks, and I'm failing at it because I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm learning, and the only way I'm going to actually succeed at this is to push through this and overcome and not quit.
Isn't it so hard to like detach yourself emotionally from it? Because I remember I had this thought one day where, you know, I studied marketing and psychology in school. And so I love why we do what we do. And I remember I was talking to an Uber driver one time, this is years ago. And I was explaining to him something about, you know, psychology. And I was like, yeah, just because you understand marketing and psychology, that doesn't mean it doesn't impact you. That doesn't mean I don't drive by and see a billboard or a commercial and still feel an impulse to buy. I just understand why it's happening. Mm. And so when it comes to you and looking into analytics and trying to digest information to make a good decision, how do you detach your emotions from it? Because obviously, you know, there's times with me, there's been times where I should make better financial decisions, but I'm afraid to check my bank account because I don't want to take that L. I know it's going to hurt me to see, right? And so how do you detach yourself emotionally? That way that failure doesn't hurt you, but it propels you.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's kind of like detaching yourself mentally or like theoretically in a way to really analyze a situation from the third person.
Yeah.
To realize like, oh, what is this moment actually like what is presenting itself? Like, what opportunity is presenting itself in this moment?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And the opportunity for me was to really finally learn how to, like, optimize content and all this stuff and like, read all the analytics and know the back end and all this stuff. And it has led me on a point to, like, seek out mentors and seek out, you know, and I'm getting to a point where I'm, like, taking these steps where I'm, like, so excited for the future, even though technically from, like, a numbers point, I'm kind of failing.
Mm-hmm.
But
if your goal is to do better, then you're winning.
Yes, exactly. If a lot of the things that I'm like kind of setting up and I'm like aiming towards are all happening because I'm experiencing these failures now, but where I'm going to be because of these failures is way farther than where I was before. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of just like removing yourself from the situation and analyzing it. I mean, I don't know, though, because it's tough to remove your emotions from it and look at it in that way. So I'm not entirely sure. I think it's just a mindset thing, right? Of knowing, of like reminding yourself, like, wait. I don't need to be, like, kind of like taking that time, breathe. These emotions are happening and they're real. but they are not
defining me.
Defining me or defining the situation in its entirety. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And it's crazy how we have those mental attacks too. I don't know if you ever have them, Zach, but I have them all the time when it's like a slippery slope that whenever something starts to fail, you just go on this slippery slope of like, I suck, I'm terrible, I'll never mount it. You know, you just, then you're like, you hit your head and you're like, wait, where am I? Mm-hmm. Versus realizing, oh, wait a second, pause. This is not the full context of my failure right now, right? Numbers are saying something. However, if I look at the gauge of my success by my growth, then I'm actually winning.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Tuesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Now, not growth in like numbers, but growth in understanding of something.
Exactly, dude. And for me, it's funny that you say that because that's something I had to realize... Dude.
Zach's he just cringed really hard.
Zach's like, all right, and stop recording.
Oh my God. He gets up and walks out.
Thanks for listening to Pumped Up.
Anyway, the reason why it was funny that you say that is because I, like, with what I'm experiencing, it was like specifically my YouTube channel is going through some tough, like, figuring it out moments, right? Mm-hmm. But on the other side of the coin, those struggles have allowed me to kind of look at my entire schedule, look at my entire week, and create a format within my calendar that it makes me, and this is like, we can, if you listen to the last two podcasts, you'll get a better understanding of this, but that is kind of like the catalyst of what caused me to completely look at the way I was operating from week to week and how to create a sustainable version of my week. So I can actually like maintain all the things that I'm working on. But then also like that happened and I'm so happy that that happened, but that wouldn't have happened if YouTube wasn't a big pain in the butt for me right now. Mm-hmm. Not that it's a big pain in the butt, but the quote unquote failure part of like it not doing as well for me. And then like New Earth just had a launch and it did so well and you know, I'm so happy with it. And like, that's a huge W, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then just like, Jess and I, with our videos and stuff, like things are still going great. Mm-hmm. Things are still going well. You know, that's a dub. And just like, I can like list a bunch of things that are like, oh, these things are still going great, but what are you focusing on? If I'm only focusing on the struggles that I'm having with like growing on my personal YouTube channel, then yeah, I'm going to just be looking at this giant big F right in front of me. But if I turn my head and look at all the wins that I'm having, it's like, oh, yeah, okay, there's more than just the failure that I'm having. But even that failure itself is causing so much growth in other places.
Yeah. It's like in dirt bike racing, there's this rule where if you look at the tree, you're going to hit it. And I know that from experience, by the way, a lot, like broken bones, everything. And so it is kind of interesting where, you know, you go where you put your focus, and if you put your focus on a mindset of I'm failing, then that's where, you know, your heart's going to follow that.
Yeah.
And so we do have to be careful there. I want to throw it to Zach in a sec, but there's a quote that I saw once, which was fail early, fail often, and fail forward. I thought that was kind of cool, because I feel like there's such a derogatory hint alongside failure, right? It's like, oh, F failed, right? Like you did not pass. And it's also like, well, wait a second. Like, you know how much I've learned from failure? You know what I mean? It's the greatest teacher, you know? And it's just like, wait a second. Like, you either win or you learn. And you don't have to use that word failure so heavily in our life, because it's like, okay, well, now I'm 1% closer to where I want to go because now I learned something.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the reality is you fail when you quit, not when you fail.
Big dog. Yes. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott.
There we go.
good throw. Yeah, dude. I mean, I don't even have much to add. But I just want, I'm holding a clamp, by the way. I don't know if
what
you guys
are doing. What are you doing? I was like, what are you waving around right now?
Dude, I've just got like two clamps. They're kind of being like a de-stressor right now.
That's actually great.
Like, what am I going to say? What are the boys going to ask me right now? However, so like I was just thinking about everything you're saying. I don't want to add too much, but I do just want to say that like, so Chad said something in the previous podcast about, you know, are you putting your happiness in whether you're achieving or not?
Mm.
And I guess failure for me is like, oh, I'm not achieving. So it's kind of a bit black and white, but I just had to go, oh, I'm happy outside of my work. And like fully, even if I was doing a job that I hate, would I still be happy outside of my work? Mm. And so, yeah, I don't really have a lot to add, but well, that was cool.
Then how about this? Because you just copped out of that answer, how about I ask you?
Yeah, how about this?
Are you ready
for
this one?
How about this, Zach?
Zach, what is love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
Oh, he's going straight in.
What is love after the honeymoon phase?
Who's this from?
This is from Sabrina from Singapore.
So this is the next prompt. Next prompt.
What is love?
Baby, don't
after
hurt
after the honeymoon phase. Love
don't
is
me.
A deep friendship and willingness and longing to want to get to know that other person outside of the honeymoon phase.
Wait. Can you repeat the question one more time? I was focused on singing the song.
Well, Zach just crushed that answer. Zach, know, get ready to re-say that answer. We're going to play this again.
Oh, jeez, dude. I don't know if I've got it.
What is love?
No, it's fine. You nailed it. I was just being a doof and wasn't listening.
A doofus?
I don't know. I was trying to find a word and it just... That's what came out of my mouth.
All right, I'm going to read this prompt and don't interrupt me, Gabe.
I'm listening.
I feel like you're going to start singing the song. Is that why you're doing this?
I'm not going to sing the song. But now you're really tempting me to want to sing the song.
You had that look in your eye. What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me. Dude, I legit wasn't going to do it until you said it.
You had that look, though.
No, I didn't.
You're like
I
a swear. Sour Patch Kid.
Okay, go.
What is love after the honeymoon phase? And they put parentheses, or they put quotes. So obviously, you know, I don't believe in the honeymoon phase, but Zach, go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, but if there was a honeymoon phase, I think after the honeymoon phase, love is, what did I say? It was super good. It was, yeah, the deep, yearning's a good word. The deep yearning and longing to want to understand that person more deeply. Like, it's not that honeymoon phase is surface, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, man. Every day with Chelsea is such a new journey of wanting to understand each other. Doesn't mean that's easy, but like, I'm the closest with her than anyone else in my life, you know? And so that's flipping incredible. And so to me, that's what love is in this context, which is like a partner love, I guess, right?
Yeah, I would probably say that love in that context is the choice of commitment.
Yeah.
Because so often, like, your emotions aren't the thing to gauge your actions off of.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But it needs to be your commitment to something.
Yeah.
So like if you get in a fight with your wife or you get in a fight with your husband, that your emotions in the moment are not to honor the other person in that,
yeah,
in that situation. But your commitment to the relationship lets you understand, wait, it's not me versus you. It's us versus the situation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Team effort.
Yeah. So you need to like approach. Yeah. Just approaching it with that mindset and understanding that you are a team and you work together and you, and just know it comes down to like, are we committed to the same thing and are we on the same page?
Yep.
And our commitment to each other, regardless of whether what my emotions are trying to tell me or not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because if you, everyone's like, just follow your heart and this and that. And it's like, dude.
What does that mean?
Not even what does that mean?
It's just dangerous.
But it's just like so dangerous. Like follow your heart.
Well, so what if my heart tells me to punch that person?
Yeah, I know. It's just like your heart and your emotions a lot of times are telling you, though it might feel right in the moment, a lot of times they're telling you some whack things.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's important to note what they're saying, but it's important to look at them in a healthy way.
Yeah. Because
we're not belittling your feelings. Your feelings are there for a reason, and that's important. Your feelings are important. However, you know,
you need to know when they're healthy to benefit your life and the essentially benefit what the end goal is for what you want.
And what's fruitful for your community.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah. Exactly. So that, like, particularly for a relationship is like, the end goal should be to live the rest of your life with that person happily and healthily.
Yep.
Till death do us part.
Yeah.
And if that is the goal, me, you know, checking out other women on Instagram is not benefiting that goal.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And you can, you know, whatever. Me or whoever, put yourself in the situation. If there's like some ex that, because I know this happens a lot on Facebook, hits you up again randomly, and you haven't spoken to them in years, and then all of a sudden you have these like crazy thoughts about like, oh, what about life with that person? Like, emotions might be rising in that moment, but that's not the healthy. Yep. You know what? That's not
totally.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm kind of like tripping over my words right now, but you know what I'm trying to say.
I think for me, first off, I think I love what both you guys said, and I agree 100%. I guess just a third wing of it for me would be that to understand that that deep friendship that Zach was talking about, that deep connection, and then what you're saying to be on the same team, even if it's not super romantic, is so much more special than the honeymoon phase. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like people get it so twisted where they're just like, oh, I'm just going to fall out of love, or what? I'm just bored, or we're not being intimate and all this stuff. Well, there's so much more than intimate. There's so much more to intimacy than just sex, right? Mm-hmm. And when people think honeymoon, what do you think? You think sex. But I felt so much closer to Tori when she's accepted me my lowest times. Mm-hmm. And I feel so much closer to her whenever we're having a fight and we choose each other over making each other enemies. We choose to support each other and love each other versus make enemies out of lovers, right? Mm-hmm. And then that friendship that we've built through growing through what we go through has just made us have such a deeper respect and connection with each other that the honeymoon phase pales in comparison. It's so easy to love someone when things are great and convenient for you. It's so easy. Yeah. It's so easy to be intimate when you're at a bungalow in Bora Bora. That's really simple. Like that's so easy. We know it's difficult is whenever someone's going through a dark time and you're trying to support them and you don't know how to help them. And then everything you're doing is wrong. I'm not speaking from like experience. I'm just sharing it. Like when you choose to love somebody, that's difficult, but that's powerful. And that's deep.
Dude, that was you're like, I'm not speaking from experience. That was like me going like when an ex hits you up on Facebook and I'm just like, my ex has never hit me up on Facebook, but
like, but if she did.
But I'm like, that's what I was like, from anyone, if it is anyone's experience. Yeah.
Not me.
We're talking about Zach.
It wasn't me, I swear. And they didn't do it.
All right, boys. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's keep this one quick and let's try to knock out like four more if we can.
Four more?
Well, like, but let's keep them quick though.
Okay, okay. Speed round.
All right, I'm going to pitch this one to big old Gabby over there.
All right, I'm right here.
How do you deal with heartbreak?
Give it air.
How do you deal with heartbreak?
Easy one.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, dude, it was... Honestly, when I went through heartbreak, it was so tough. But honestly, I think I really did it. I didn't tease myself to make it last a really long time, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I kind of like cut it off at the source and I was like, I'm not teasing the idea of being in a relationship with this person anymore. Mm. It ends like, this is the point where it's done. And I'm not going to like entertain the idea anymore. I'm not going to try and be friends with this person because that's over and done. Yep. And it will just make life extremely difficult for me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try and channel.
That's a huge lesson right there, by the way. You don't need to be everyone's friend. Especially your ex, you don't need to be their friend. Like you have freedom to not be their friend. There's other people. There's 7.5 billion people.
Yeah.
There's other friends.
Yeah. Exactly. So, and that was obviously healthiest for me and her. And I channeled a lot of that energy. That was a time when like Vine was still a thing. And I ended up like channeling a lot of that energy because I got kind of like, there was a season where I got like kind of lazy and growth slowed down because I wasn't as, during that relationship, I just wasn't as consistent on social media. But then when that was over, I was like, no, I need to get back into it. I need to refocus. Yeah. And that was like an outlet that allowed me to really channel like that energy and time into something productive. So, and then obviously like the time healed, the Lord healed.
Yeah.
Like it was like kind of like a lot of factors of giving myself the time to heal, creating the separation and space to heal, relying on the Lord for my happiness, even though like the emotional heartbreak sucks. And then like channeling that energy into something productive and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Cause if you spend a lot of, especially right after heartbreak, that if you have a lot of like spare time, games your mind is going to do are just like
scripture says, idle hands make for the devil's workshop.
Yeah. So it's just, yeah, it's rough, man. So, all right. Anyway,
so
that's a speed round. Zach, do you have a?
No, well, hit me with the next question.
Well, right. I'm gonna pepper in something real quick on that. Is that where you run matters? Because if you run to clubs and other relationships, the quick, what's it called? Whenever you just get with somebody,
hook up.
No, but like
rebounds.
If you go to rebounds or you go to drinking or just go to partying or run to social media for affirmation and likes, that's super unhealthy. But so where you run matters, you know, like you ran to using your time wisely versus just stewing in your own thoughts. And so if you are going through heartbreak, I recommend just taking a mental note. This is going to suck for upwards between like 3 months to a year. It could be longer, could be less, right? But you need to be protected and set up boundaries to protect your emotional mental state during that time, and where you run matters.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine was like 2 to 3 months of like really, really sucking emotionally, crying, like the whole bit. And then it was probably like the next like 9 months of like getting over it.
Yeah.
And the emotions are still there, but getting over it. But I wasn't like traumatized by it, but it was slowly like going away. Yeah. It takes time.
Yeah. And you have to take it seriously. Mm-hmm. Just like this next prompt.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Tuesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
You ready, Zach?
This one's for you.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Big this one's for you, Zach.
Big dog Zacka. All right. I struggle to communicate my feelings and just communicating in general. How do I learn to communicate better?
He's an
Dang it, dude.
By the way, I'm handpicking these for these boys right now.
Oh, this is funny, dude.
You're a legend. See, this is, I would say, just a bit of transparency. Zach's like,
you're a legend. I hate you. Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, dude. What a guy. Yeah, I mean, some transparency into my marriage. This is probably one of the biggest things Chelsea and I struggle with. It's like, I want her to communicate more. She wants me to be softer in my communication. So like, that is a great question. Can you read it again just so I make sure I don't waffle too much?
Yeah, I struggle to communicate my feelings and just communicating in general. How can I learn to communicate better?
Good question. All right, I would say the first thing is that there would be, initially, if you're struggling to it, is there some fear around it? Is there some fear around what you want to say? Or is there just fear around wanting to talk to someone? Like, I want to know the context. Call the person up right now.
get them on the phone.
I want to know. But yeah, I think for me, whenever I've struggled to communicate, it's out of a fear, out of like, I don't want to upset someone or I don't want to be the bad guy. And I think maybe when it comes to hard things, you know, maybe it's someone did something to you and you just want to let them know, hey, that sucked. When it comes to those hard things, it's one of those things where it's like, maybe you have to be a little selfish for a minute and just let them know, hey. But in the same way, if you've messed up, that means you've got a responsibility to communicate that back. And so, yeah, I just think it's analyzing what the fear is for communicating. If it's like anything, and you guys, a few episodes ago,
what just happened?
Dude. Zach freaking glitched in the simulation.
Dude, I just, what am I doing?
You're like, what? Like, who are you guys?
a few episodes ago, we talked about like communicating on camera, and it's very similar to communicating in person. It just takes practice. I think it just takes the initial, I should say this or I should talk to this person. And it's okay to like, I over communicate. I'm the first guy to be like, hey, I'm so sorry. Like send a voice note. Sorry if I sounded like a bit of a jerk. I didn't, that's not
the
context.
He does that all because, the time.
Dude, literally, dude. You're just like, man, I want to let you know that I didn't mean it like this way. What I meant was, I'm just like, dude, you're good. Like I understand, man. But the over communication is good though.
What's that?
Over communication is good though. And like, in the scenario where something might be wrong, over communicating is better than under communicating. Yeah. I feel like.
So something that helps me with communicating, and this is really hard for people who struggle with confrontation and conflict. And so I'm not someone who glorifies it, but I'm not like afraid of it because I always want to get to a place where we do better, you know? And so something that helps me communicate is where I have to know the person's listening. And if they're on their phone, I don't mind waiting. And Tori gets so frustrated, but in a funny way, she's like, babe, I can still listen to you. I'm like, no, I don't mind waiting until. And then like, I like eye contact a lot and I will wait until she looks at me. right? And then I'll also make
it's so passive aggressive. No,
dude, I just wish that there was a hidden camera in that situation. Yeah, I just see it.
And I literally, so I'll open up the conversation. I'll say this. I'm like, hey, are you busy right now? And she's like, no, why? But then she stays looking at her phone. I'm like, oh, I can ask you in a few minutes. You know, I'm not, that's fine. Yeah. I'm not worried here. She's like, no, I'm free right now. I'm like, oh, you're not.
And you're clearly occupied.
And then so I do the whole thing where I'm like, Zach, where I want to over communicate, where I'm just like, hey, by the way, like, I just want to make sure you fully understood what I was saying. You know, like, you don't have to repeat it back to me. This is not like I'm treating someone like a child, but I know that miscommunication destroys everything. Bro, like, literally, it's why some conversations.
Repeat something back. It works.
It does.
Are you kidding me?
I just want to make sure that
I don't
understood.
Feel like someone's treating me like a child. If they're like, can you repeat it back to me? I'm like, no, that's actually good. I need to make sure I understand. Yeah.
Because dude, communication is the foundation of relationships. If you can't communicate, what do you have? You have nothing. And so I love the question this person asked, because if you can't communicate, you don't have a relationship, because then you're just existing next to each other. You're not able to move in unison, and communication helps you move in unison.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And I just want to add to that before we jump to the next one. I just finished 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. So good. Read it. It's a banger. Just a plug. Use my Amazon.
It's below. It's affiliate link. He does receive a commission, but there's no upcharge to you.
I just finished it. And a big part of the book that really slapped for me was, it's the classic, and we've all heard it 100 times, but seek to understand, then to be understood. Yes. And even in your own communication, if you're frustrated, angry about something, I need to communicate this with that person. Always start with understanding where they're coming from first. Because when you go in there with only your context, that's when you say things that you might regret, or things that are silly, or question, why didn't that person understand? It's like, well, you didn't actually try and understand them.
That's such good advice.
And so I just think,
wow.
Yeah, when you start those conversations, and when you truly wanting to if you love someone, you care about them, you're trying to understand them, when you truly do that, then it kind of diffuses everything immediately. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like it just puts a fire blanket over it. So there's already a level playing field. I don't know how else to say that, but yeah, I found that that's helped me heaps.
Yeah, I think it takes the walking on eggshells away from it, because there's one thing that you need to just embrace inside of relationships is that conflict is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Confrontation will happen. Yes, like, you will disagree with each other. And this is not a terrible thing.
And I think preparing, if you're naive to the fact that it will happen, when it does happen, it's going to rock your world.
And then you're
going
to be afraid of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But if you're preparing for an understanding, like, okay, what are these safeguards that we can put in place for when things do hit the fan?
Yeah.
That we can like best operate in this situation to make the most of, you know.
So when you say things, what are you implying?
Shit.
All right. So I think we got time for one more question. Is that cool?
Hit us, Chad.
So
you answer, Chad. You start, bro. I want to hear your thoughts off the
gate. It's not fair. I've been answering everyone.
Bro, you sit.
What do you mean you've been throwing us under the bus?
You either send them to me or send them to Zach, and then you like add in at the end.
Yeah, because I get it's nice.
It's nice, like bounce off of an already started conversation.
Okay. I like to piggyback, boys.
Okay, go. What is the next one?
Okay, the next one.
I'll take it. Fine.
The next one is, how do you be yourself with someone that you like? And think about dating, right?
Okay, Zach. What about you? How do you be? It's
just palms.
I don't know. Honestly, that's.
I have a quick answer if you want me to just throw it out there.
Yeah, because what I was going to say is I've never like kind of.
You're homeschooled, struggled. So it's not the same for other people. Okay, it's not the same.
Yeah,
true. Because other people have to deal with other people's impressions of them, right?
Well, I still have to deal that. Like when I moved to LA, I was like dealing with that, but I was dealing with that in when I was young too. Like,
yeah. Because your brothers and sister?
No, dude, I was around people all the time. Literally, I was at school every day playing sports with a bunch of people.
No, I'm just teasing you.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like if I don't vibe with people, like I don't need to be friends with them.
That's self-confidence.
Like, I still like care about them as a person. And like if they reach out and need me or, you know, whatever, if something happens, like I'll be there to help them. But I don't like.
You don't have to change yourself for it.
Yeah, I don't need to change myself to like for them.
Yeah,
you know.
So I guess the thing I would quickly say before Zach puts a cherry on top and sends us off into the sunset is that, you know, I really want to challenge you to be yourself, because if you make someone fall in love with someone you're not, you're going to live your entire life pretending to be someone you're not. And you don't want that.
Oh, baby.
You don't want that. You're going to be miserable your entire life pretending to be someone that you're not. You're going to not be walking in how uniquely, fearfully, wonderfully God has knit you in the womb. He made you this way on purpose. You need to walk in that and feel confident. That doesn't mean you get cocky in it. That means that you're trusting that God made you this way on purpose. And whenever you deny that, you're denying that God knit you in the womb and that he has a purpose for your life, because you're saying, oh, I should have been different because of someone else. You do not. And if someone starts to like you because of someone you're not, do you want to live that way for the rest of your life?
Then you have this expectation to meet at all times. And you're walking on eggshells trying to meet it.
You know how special it feels whenever someone likes you for who you are? Like the fact that I love anime, right? And I'm obsessed with Formula One. And she's here. 21 Pilots, she knows all the songs now, right? Mm-hmm. The fact that I don't have to hide my little secret, like, obsessions and she, like, embraces me inside of them is so sweet. And I feel so loved, because I don't feel like I have to hide things about me. I can just be like, yeah, no, like, this is what I love. And she loves me for it. And I don't, like...
Besides video games.
Yeah, she won't let me do video games anymore. I know,
bro. Yeah. But not for long, bro. That sim rig is coming.
My birthday's next year.
Dude, my birthday's next year. And the year after.
Wait, I hate you. All right, Zach, put a bow tie on it.
Bro, how the heck do you want me to follow up on that? I don't understand. You just, like, dropped some facts, bro. Hey, Zach, yeah, sweet man, if you could just finish up on that. Like, knowing that it was so fire. Oh, man. Look, I just think, do you like yourself? Honestly, do you like yourself? And if you do, that will give you a bit of confidence. You know, it's just the classic, like, if you love yourself, you'll be able to love other people. And if exactly what Chad said, if you're changing yourself to fit in or changing yourself to be liked, I think you're already starting with
on the back foot.
You're already starting disadvantage.
That worked out really well.
But what would you say for someone who doesn't like themselves? If they sit there and think about it and they're like, oh, I don't like myself.
Yeah, I'm not happy with myself.
Yeah.
All right, for me, I used to just get real emotional about it. It was just like, I just don't like myself. And that was the be all and end all of the conversation. And I just think maybe take the conversation further and be real honest with yourself and go, well, why don't I like myself? And kind of make it a system. You know, we were talking earlier about, like, not thinking with your heart, but thinking with your head. And going, hey, like, not liking yourself is probably very much so like a head battle, but something that's coming from your heart where you're like, this makes me feel uncomfortable that I do this. I think for me, it's just about being open to myself and going, hey, I don't like that this is a habit that I'm doing. I want to change that. And so I think it's a long game process. And over time, it's about really understanding what you're in control of, you know, like that's, I guess, yeah, I'm liking myself more and more every day because I'm applying what I'm learning. And so, yeah, I'm changing my habits in that way. That was a silly answer.
No,
but you know,
dude, I just want to,
maybe I don't like myself.
Zach, maybe. I just want to take a second to just be like, Gabe and I love it whenever he does this thing where I think he tries to put it on, but then whenever he gets real, he's like, okay, I guess I'm just going to get real about this.
Yeah.
And that's when you spit the best stuff.
Yeah,
whenever,
dude.
Like, we want the real, like, whenever that comes out.
Bro, have confidence, man. My guy, all right?
I know, bro.
He flips his chair.
It just ends the podcast because we lose connection.
Oh, gosh. No, but I'm saying...
It's so true, though, man. It's so true.
I think everyone who listens to the podcast would agree that whenever Zach gets, I don't want to just say emotional, like in a crying sense, but when he gets real and emotional, that's when that stuff just, like, hits so hard.
Yeah.
Because he's speaking from his own testimony, and that's what changes people, right? Mm-hmm. It's like that when Jesus spoke in parables, there were stories about people, right? And whenever you're sharing stories about your own history, you're like, you know, you're really helping people.
Yeah, man. I mean, it comes with the awareness that it's not very structured and it's loose and I say the wrong words. And so I think that half of me tries to prevent my brain from just being honest. So I'm learning that. But again, I'm doing what I can do to learn and to be better at communicating and to, I don't know, and to understand myself.
But bro,
because
no,
I want to like myself.
It's no worries, man. You just fix it in the edit.
Shopcontentclothing.com.
That
it's not that anymore, that bro.
Shopnewearth.co.
There we go.
Is it .co?
Yeah.
Dude, let's go.
I got that right. Let's go. All right.
But yeah, man, I just think you want to like yourself. Like, who doesn't want to like themselves?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so if you don't like yourself, you should really drop a lot of things right now and start working on that. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously, like
100%.
That's a priority. That's an urgent and important type deal. If you listen to the podcast.
If you listen to some of the other podcasts, you know.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. All right. Anyway, subscribe.
We love y'all.
Peace. Yo, what's up, guys? Thank you so much for watching this episode of Prompt Us. Make sure to go to promptuspodcast.com to submit your own prompts, and we will see you in the next one.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Tuesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.